fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's trouble on the trail ahead! Well, Silver!
The manner in which a band of Apache Indian bucks raided wagon trains laden with gold dust as they moved across a certain section of Texas spoke of intelligent planning and knowledge of the miners' intentions. Then the United States cavalry took charge. When one train started over the dangerous strip one shadowy night, two men in uniform boarded the lead wagon.
Sure, I'm proud of the fact that I'm riding a couple of officers like you, gents.
We'll owe you a great deal if through your help we can capture the Apaches, won't we, Captain?
Indeed we will, Colonel Brown.
Do you know anything about
them? Not very much, but the Colonel has a plan to trap them.
Yeah? You're the Colonel, huh?
Yes, Colonel Brandt.
Yeah, proud to know you, sir.
I hope the Apaches attack this train. We're ready for them.
Good. But just the two of you can't do much, can you?
We've split our command. If the Apaches attack, the captain will fire his pistol at the first sign of it. His detachment will drive on the Redskins from one direction, mine close in from another.
Well, that ought to work. If your men get here real soon.
I think they will.
You see, the Apaches have always made for an arroyo after a raid. Now, this time when they do, they'll be penned in.
Penned in, huh?
Yes. The arroyo opens on a basin with sheer mountain walls on one side and two of our detachments converging from the other.
Well, I hope it works.
There's a man on the trail ahead. He's signaling to stop.
Should I do it?
Yes.
Hold there. Hold there.
All right, Spotted Deer, bring in your Apaches.
This is it, Colonel.
Tell your men to hustle the gold pouches out of them wagons.
Come and get them.
What's the idea of that shot? Watch him, Spotted Deer, and the next movie he makes, let him have it.
Cavalry.
There they come, a whole troop of them. All right, Redskins, whip them horses up and ride. Run for it.
Here's a mount for you, Colonel.
Right, Captain. All right, men, after them. Charge!
Straight for the arroyo rode the Apaches, with Colonel Brandt's cavalry in hot pursuit. Slipping through the rocky breach, they galloped across a basin walled with mountains. Suddenly, a second troop of cavalry thundered from the only other outlet, converging with Brandt's men to cut off their escape.
We've got them now, sir.
It'll take a miracle to save them this time, Captain.
They're rounding that bend up ahead.
Faster, men!
Racing around the bend in the basin, Colonel Brandt suddenly pulled his horse up short. Ahead of him, he saw nothing but sheer mountain walls. His quarry had disappeared.
Oh, oh boy! Bring up your men, Captain. Troops! Halt!
Mr. Corn. Am I dreaming, or have those Indians disappeared?
If this don't beat everything.
I can't understand it, sir. They seem to have vanished into thin air.
If I didn't know it was impossible, Captain, I'd say you were right.
Well, perhaps if we combed the basin.
Hunting Apaches in the dark, Captain, is like looking for a needle in a haystack. We'll have to wait till morning.
Yes, sir.
What's the name of this basin?
Indian Gulch, sir.
Indian Gulch, eh? Well, there's a mysterious outlet here that the Apaches know about and we don't. And until we find it, they'll be up to every kind of deviltry right under our very noses. Oh, well, there's nothing we can do now but return to the fort.
Yes, sir.
Troop! Call them the twos! Left wheel! Forward! Ho!
Just across the Rio Grande in Mexico, two horsemen rode south of the border along a dusty trail. The first, tall and bronzed by the western sun, was dressed in the rough clothes of a gold prospector and sat easily astride a powerful white stallion. The second was an Indian and rode a paint.
Well, the sun's setting, Toto. We must be almost to Hernandez.
Why we go there?
None of the miners we talked to in Texas recall seeing Apaches in the vicinity except at night, stuck at the gold trains.
That's strange.
I have a hunch it's because they hide out in Mexico.
Maybe.
Hernandez is directly across the Rio Grande from Indian Gulch, the place where the Apaches mysteriously disappeared. Yeah, it'd make an ideal headquarters for the gang.
That's right.
Unusual for the Apaches to cross the border. The miners say they're led by a white man.
White man poison Apache's mind.
Yeah, there are lights ahead, Tonto, just over that knob.
That's Hernandez.
Riding at a faster pace, we should reach it by dusk.
Where we go then?
There's a cafe in the town called La Cucaracha. I've heard it's a regular thieves' den. If Hernandez is the headquarters for the gang, La Cucaracha is the place they're likely to be.
You wear disguise in cafe?
Yes, Tonto. Without my mask and wearing these rough clothes, I'll be taken for a gold prospector. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
The shadow of night hovered over the Mexican town of Hernandez as the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode up to the cafe and hitched their horses, then went up the rickety wooden steps. La Cucaracha was boisterous with loud talk and laughter.
Conchita! Conchita, sing for us!
Si, senorita, sing by the moon and the stars and love!
Later, amigos. Now I must entertain my friend, the Americano.
Olé, Conchita!
You sent for me, yes?
Yeah. You avoid me for...
I do not, avoid you.
You don't have to be afraid of Trigger Mears, Conchita.
I am not afraid of you or anyone.
That's the way I like to hear you talk.
I must go. It is time for my song.
I'm inviting you to stay, Conchita.
What do you mean?
You ain't forgetting your old man's wanted by the Mexican police for murder, are you?
That is one big lie. You are the one who commit the murder. You make it look like my father do it.
You're right, Conchita. But I've got six witnesses who swear your old man was the killer. Who'll believe your word against theirs?
Witnesses. Those witnesses are Apache Indians. They belong to your gang.
Spotted Deer, keep it brave.
Who is that?
Oh, just Spotted Deer showing off before his Apaches again.
Spotted Deer, he big chief of Apaches. Spotted Deer, afraid no man. Many men afraid him. Watch. Spotted Deer, throw knife with eye of leech. Speed of deer.
They opened Jehoshaphat. That Indian must have hurled that blade 40 feet right into that post, just missing that stranger.
Who is this Apache who acts so high and mighty?
Red man, old tongue.
So you call yourself a mighty warrior, huh, Spotted Deer? Surely you've impressed your braves with mightier feats than the mere throwing of this knife.
Spotted Deer, Yipi chief. Lead braves on warpath many moons across Rio Grande.
Your talk is big, Spotted Deer, but your heart is that of a squaw. Your aim a disgrace to your tribe. You didn't even touch my shirt. Next time you have a yen to toss this knife, Spotted Deer, throw it like this.
White man throw with speed lightning. Pale-faced brave chief pin Spotted Deer to bar.
Did you see that? The stranger turned his back on the engine and flipped that blade over his shoulder, pinning that tongue-wagging Apache by his buckskin jacket to the bar. glory, D. I never seen knife tossing like that in all my born days.
Hurling a knife is all it takes to become a big chief of the Apaches, Spotted Deer. I'd like the chance.
White chief. What is it, Redskin? He speak for all brave. White stranger make fool Spotted Deer. No want Spotted Deer for chief. Want white stranger. You mean you refuse to follow Spotted Deer on any more raids? That right? Yeah. Don't leave me much choice, Redskin. I'll see what I can do. Huh? Mind if I join you, stranger?
Not at all. This is my Indian friend, Tonto.
How? You seem to have a way with Indian, stranger. Barkeep, set him up. What do you have?
I'm drinking water, thanks.
Water? That's no drink for a man.
It's the best recipe I know for a clear head and a quick hand.
Say, I guess you're right, stranger. That knife tossing you pulled on Spotted Deer was pretty slick.
Yeah, the Apaches seem to think so.
Yeah, that's what I was coming to. What's your handle, mister?
Oh, call me anything you like. Most men west of the Mississippi have changed their names anyway.
I understand, stranger. You look like a gold prospector. Been having any luck?
Not much.
I thought so. Well, there's easier ways of getting gold than digging for it, stranger.
What do you mean?
How would you like to work for me?
Yeah. What doing?
Taking charge of them Apache bucks and keeping your mouth shut.
Well, what about Tonto?
Yeah, I got a place for him, too. Works another engine, more or less.
All right. When do we start?
Yeah. This is Wednesday. Meet me here at the cafe Saturday night. I'll have a job for you.
We'll be here. Come on, Tonto. We'd better find a place to turn in.
But there's just one thing more, stranger. Don't you try to cross me. And don't get any ideas about who's boss.
Saturday night, the Lone Ranger and Tonto found Trigger Mears and 30 Apache bucks waiting for them outside the cafe. Still smarting from his defeat at the hands of the Lone Ranger, Spotted Deer sullenly relinquished the leadership of the Indians, and the night raiders rode toward the Rio Grande.
Did you deliver my message to the miners in Texas, Tonto?
Tonto tell them, Lone Ranger say, ship golden wagon train tonight.
Good. We don't want anything to happen to arouse the gang's suspicion until we've learned the secret of their escape through Indian Gulch.
That's right.
Unless I'm mistaken, Tonto, we'll learn everything we need to know about the gang tonight.
But better you keep eye on Spotted Deer. Him plenty bad medicine.
You're right, Tonto. He's aching to revenge himself on me for showing him up before his braves and taking away his authority over them.
You keep him in sight.
Now don't worry, Tonto. The minute Spotted Deer gets a chance at my back, he'll repeat his knife act in the cafe. Only this time, he might not miss. Here comes Mears.
Well, stranger, pretty soon you'll be getting your baptism of fire. We're approaching the Rio Grande.
Yeah, the Rio Grande is patrolled on the American side by a troop of cavalry. How can you cross the river without being seen?
You'll see in a minute, stranger. Single file, Redskins. We're heading down the ravine. Mind them pack horses don't slip.
Stepping gingerly down the rock-studded ravine, the horses' nostrils widened as they scented the river, and their ears pricked at the roar of a waterfall.
We're at the river's edge. What do we do now, Mears?
Great one for asking questions, ain't you, stranger? Now listen.
What's that?
That's a couple of the Indians making a racket with their rifles.
A decoy, huh? While the troopers ride upstream to find out what the disturbance is about, your men cross here.
That's it. Get them rafts out, Redskins.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto looked on, the Apaches swept aside mossy branches, concealing two large rafts, and escorting the horses aboard, guided the craft across the narrow stream along a rope which stretched underwater from shore to shore.
All right, unload.
You certainly are clever, Mears. Where do we go from here?
Up that path.
Huh? That'll take us straight through that waterfall.
Not through it, stranger. Behind it. The waterfall hides the mouth of a cave. Tail will take us behind the fall and into the cave.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. Filing up the mountain path, the night raiders, accompanied by the Lone Ranger and Tonto, soon left the trail for a narrow mountain ledge which left no traces and entered the mouth of a huge cavern concealed by a waterfall. The cavern had once been an Apache burial ground.
Well, they've got this cave fitted out like a regular fortress, Tonto. Look at the holes cut in the rock for rifles.
Gang store gold in caves.
Yes, Tonto. It's a treasure cove. We still haven't seen how the Apaches escaped Colonel Brandt's cavalry when they were trapped facing a mountain wall.
Well, mister, what do you think of it?
Mighty slick, Mears. But isn't it a bottleneck?
What do you mean?
Well, suppose the cavalry did trace the entrance behind the waterfall. You and your Apaches would be trapped.
Not so fast, stranger. Don't think I'd take care of everything else and not provide for that, too, do you? Hey, Spotted Deer, whip up them mules.
Look, Tonto. Those mules are pulling open a stone slab.
Apaches cut stone door in the mountain wall.
Right, Tonto. That entrance must have been cut through to this cave of the Apaches long ago. No wonder Brandt's cavalry thought the gang disappeared into thin air.
The outlaw band finished storing the captured gold in the cave and continued on to the La Cucaracha Cafe.
Well, our friend Mears is feeling pretty gay about tonight's work, Tonto. He'll feel differently when the gold's returned to its rightful owners. He and his Apaches are locked behind bars.
Him not like that.
Yeah, he's leaving the cafe. I wonder. Tonto, I'm going to trail Mears. We don't want to lose him now.
What Tonto do?
Keep your eye on Spotted Deer. He's been acting ugly ever since he came to the cafe.
Tonto Sandy.
I'll join you here later. Adios.
Keeping skillfully in the shadows, the Lone Ranger trailed Trigger Mears to the house of Conchita nearby. He listened to their conversation from outside a window.
Here you are, Conchita. I've been wondering why you ain't at the cafe.
Why do you come to my house, senor?
Now, is that a nice way to greet a guest?
You are not my guest, senor. I must ask you to leave at once.
Still as ornery as ever, ain't you, Conchita? I don't have to remind you again what'll happen to your father if you don't treat me right, do I?
What do you want of me?
It's better. I'm planning to retire to Hacienda in Sonora after one more haul. How would you like to share it with me, Conchita?
I don't know. I must have time to think.
Sure. Take all the time you need. But remember, you can only make one decision. Otherwise, the police will be coming for your paw.
The police? Oh, no. Why do you punish my poor father for a murder you commit yourself?
Oh, that'll be our little secret, eh?
Put up hands, white man.
What's that? It's a stranger and Spotted Deer.
We see pale-faced trail white chief from cafe. Find him listening outside window.
Oh, eavesdropping, eh, stranger? What's the idea?
I might ask you the same question, Mears.
What's that?
What's the idea of hiring me and my friend, and then planning to retire to a hacienda after one more haul?
Why, telling me how to run my business, huh? I warned you before, stranger. Don't get any ideas about who's boss.
Spotted Deer, not trust way Paleface act. Him may be Marshal.
Yeah. Maybe you're right, Spotted Deer. He asked a powerful lot of questions about the cave tonight. And that raid on the gold train was a mite too easy.
Better think it over, Mears. You've no proof. You won't get the Apaches to accompany you on that last haul. Unless I go along as their chief.
There isn't going to be any last haul, stranger. I'm retiring tonight.
What do you mean?
I don't know much about you. But I'm hanged if I don't think you're out to get me. I'm taking no chance of savvy. Sit down there.
All right, Mears. Whatever you say. But I don't think you'll handle the Indians without me.
No, I'll take that chance. Sit down.
Very well.
Spotted Deer, tie him up. Make it plenty tight.
Let me fix him.
You cannot leave him here.
Who can't? You sit down there, Conchita. I'm going to make sure you stay here, too.
You will not tie me.
No, won't I? I know girls like you, honey. You won't regret marrying me.
Please do not tie me. I will stay here. I will wait for you. I have no choice.
And make sure you don't get talked into cutting that tall hombre free.
You're plenty tight now.
Yeah, good. I guess that'll hold you, Conchita.
You beast.
Yeah, now. I always heard the girls like you with a lot of spunk like a man that's dominating them. I'll be back as soon as I can with the gold, and then you and me will get married and settle down. And Spotted Deer.
Huh?
You can take charge of that critter. Huh? I'll be gone for quite a while.
We shall be.
Goodbye, mister.
Well, Spotted Deer, you have things your own way, haven't you?
Spotted Deer, not like you.
Oh?
You throw knife in cafe.
Well, this is your chance to throw knives. Go ahead.
No, 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 senor. He will do it. Do not tell him to. He will.
He doesn't need being told. He'll do it anyway.
Me show you. Me throw knife from other side room. Throw him straight.
No, no.
You not like her? That too bad. Now me show you.
Who did that?
Great work, Tonto.
He fixed Spotted Deer plenty clean.
Have you hit him hard enough, Tonto?
Now he cut rope.
Conchita first.
You free.
Tonto, you know where to find the soldiers.
Me know.
Lead them. Get them to follow you.
Now you free.
I'll stop long enough to rope Spotted Deer. The law can pick him up later. Conchita, stay here with the gun and make sure he doesn't squirm out of those ropes.
Si, senor, but you...
Yeah, this will hold him for the time being. Wait here 1 minute, Tonto. I'll be right back.
Me wait.
Who is that man? Who is he?
You find out. Me fetch white horse here.
He isn't a crook. He isn't like Mears.
Oh, him plenty different from than Mears. Him good. You wait. Him come back in a minute.
Outside, standing beside his horse, the Lone Ranger quickly threw off the old clothes and disguise he'd been wearing. He put his familiar white hat and mask in place, then hurried back to the house.
Masked? A masked hombre?
I was here a minute ago, Conchita.
Oh, you? The same man?
Here's something that may tell you who I am.
A bullet?
It's silver. Come on, Tonto.
Be ready.
Mask? White horse? The silver bullet? The Lone Ranger!
Come on, Silver! Come on!
Ride, Lone Ranger! Ride!
Riding like the wind, the Lone Ranger chased Mears toward the waterfall, while Tonto thundered astride Scout in another direction. The Indian knew his orders. The carrying out of them was left to his own discretion. He charged close to the army camp, raced up to the sentry.
Me show you! And him up! Scout!
Corporal of the guard! Post number four! Corporal of the guard!
The daring threat of the Indian brought soldiers to their feet, then to their saddles.
He fired half a dozen times. He's riding that way, laughing at us.
Mount up!
With army speed, the men were ready. The bugle sounded, and the charge was on. Tonto had to urge the paint to give everything it had to keep ahead of the hard-riding cavalry. The soldiers held their fire. Their orders were to take that daring, defiant Indian alive. They rode with grim purpose, constantly closing the gap.
He's heading for the arroyo. Keep after him!
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger reached the waterfall. He rode through, bursting into the cave with a gun in each hand.
Mears!
What are you doing here?
All of you, two Indians.
Get that man! Get him!
Not so fast.
Oh, my hand!
Leave your guns alone.
Get him!
All right, if you want to fight. At them, Silver! At them, boy!
For several minutes, there was a milling mass of Indians trying to close in on the masked man, to drag him from the saddle, throw him to the earth, kill him. But the mighty stallion was a fighting fury. Time after time, Silver reared high, lashing down with sharp silver-shod hoofs with stunning force. The Indians fell back, tumbled over one another in their desperate attempts to dodge. The masked man's fists fell hard and fast.
Get back there, all of you. Here's I want you.
Let me down.
This way, Silver.
Put me down, let me go.
Tell them to fall back. Hurry.
I can't.
If they fire, you'll take it.
Hold it. Wait, fall back. Don't shoot.
Tell them again. Hit some mules and turn to stone.
But who are...
Tell them.
Oh, I will. You Indians, hit them. Hit them up. Yeah, they're doing it now. Let me down, will you?
Yes, as soon as I've roped you, so you'll stay where you're put.
But who are you?
You left me for Spotted Deer to kill. Hurry up there. Turn that stone.
They're doing it. Let me go. Let me go, won't you? They got the entrance open.
Come, Ears, listen.
Oh, who's that?
An Indian and the army.
The army?
Help! 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 With the Lone Ranger and Tonto blocking the exit through the waterfall, the troopers raced into the cave to make quick work of the Indians who were stunned by the sudden events. Hardly a shot was fired. In almost less time than it took for Tonto to see Mears tied, the cavalry had the Indians in line, arrested, and had found the stolen gold.
Colonel Brandt, this man is the leader.
But you're masked. And who is this Indian?
Tonto is my friend. He had to find some means of bringing you here in a hurry.
I see. He surely picked the best way he could have. He might have talked at great length without accomplishing his purpose.
Me know best way get American soldier mad.
For a while, I guess we're all pretty mad, Tonto. But we can smile about it now. And, stranger, now if you'd remove that mask, I'd like to thank the man who's been of substantial help to us.
Well, out there, Colonel, just beyond this waterfall is Mexico. Come along, Tonto. You'll ride for Hernandez and go with Conchita to the Mexican police. They must be told that Mears, not Conchita's father, is a murderer they've been hunting. Easy, big fella.
Come on, Silver! Get him up, scout!
Colonel Brandt. Colonel Brandt, sir, he's getting away.
Yes, and we can't enter Mexico. What a shame.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.